The State Department of Natural Resources requires cities to reduce solids that are washed off streets into surrounding waterways by 40% by 2013. However, the cost of doing so is putting pressure on cities like Onalaska. Matt Firehelm is the city's assistant engineer.
The council has went on record as saying we will do these projects, but we don't feel that we can meet the 2013 deadline given that it's such a high dollar amount and, you know, we just don't have the funds available.
Firehelm says bringing the city up to standard will cost more than $4 million. At the same time, the city faces cuts in light of the budget shortfall. Mike Daly is the vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Public Works Association. He says cost is the biggest challenge for many communities.
The vast majority are forced into a utility situation. If your storm sewer has to compete with police and fire for funding, they're going to lose every time. If we're going to meet these mandates and be in compliance, we almost always need a separate revenue source.
Russell Rasmussen is director of the Watershed Management Bureau with the DNR. He says they're working with cities to address the issue.
Right now, we're looking at putting in some language that would give communities more time past the 2013 date, as long as they have a plan and they're trying to implement that plan. So we're looking to provide communities with some flexibility to be able to spread their costs out further.
Rasmussen says they plan to approach the Natural Resources Board with the revision this fall and hold public hearings this winter. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.